The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On 98.9 The Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy, let Lulu do it now you're born into you. Tuesday, this is the 6th of May, and we're at 60 degrees. I am Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Are you ready for today? Okay. We're going to make it a good day.
Yes. And, you know, we're your little escape if you need it also.
We're your motivators. We try to motivate you and because you're like, you know, some people are just trying to get out of bed right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the people that are going to say, you got this. You can do it. It's going to be a great day. Pop out of bed.
Or we could just, you know, feel the same way you do and just like you can like we
Nobody
can,
wants yeah. that. Come Nobody on. Wants that. Because then you'll give yourself an excuse to sleep in.
No, you can't sleep in, but you can all you no. can you can you don't have to yeah, be happy about it.
Yeah, be happy. Why not?
Oh, sunshine and roses and ponies and rainbows.
What do you want? What would you prefer? Early in the morning.
I'd prefer somebody who's as grumpy as me just because I can relate to that. Right? I don't want to fake like, oh, good morning. It's going to be a great day.
No, I need the fake. I need the fake because if I have the fellow grumpy or the fellow lazy, whatever, then it will be my excuse to be demotivated. I don't have to push myself.
But there's a type of person that doesn't like the perky, sunshiny person. Like, stop it, leave me alone.
What do you do with your kids? Like, okay, so you and I are never home to get the kids up and out of bed.
No.
But the days that, like, you know, we have vacation and the kids still go to school, I am that, good morning.
Oh, God, no.
I think maybe because did my mom do that when I was younger?
And how are your kids reacting to that? How do they react to it?
I think they love it. No kid is going to be like, oh, I love when you sing to me in the morning. No kid's going to say that. But I think deep down my kids love it.
They don't go and grumpy.
My husband keeps the lights off. Like it looks like a cave in this house. I go, how can you people see what you're doing? Mom's home. On a day where, like, you know, when we take Christmas, whatever, mm-hmm. and we get off before the kids do,
mm-hmm.
all the lights are on, the window treatments are wide open. I'm like, good morning. They're like, what is happening? It's like completely night and day.
I get it. I know. We have like blackout curtains in our bedroom. So even like on the brightest, sunniest days, it's just like a dungeon.
Oh, and that's the worst. What gets you out of bed then? Well, not during the week, but on the weekend.
My body clock wakes me up at 3:30 in the morning, and I go down and watch TV. So I'm not a rise and shine, open the window kind of guy.
And not that we really get a lot of sun to wake us up.
No, but I like during the day, like you know, when I'm home, I'll go in the bedroom and open up the curtains, get the sunlight going in there, and my wife's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, so obviously she's not when she's home later in the day. He's like, why did you open the car? I'm like, well, because it's
What's
nice.
The big deal? Nobody spends time in the bedroom anyhow. Who cares if it's open or closed?
Well, she does work in the bedroom on the bed. She lays everything out. Like her office is, she doesn't have an office or a building to go to.
Oh, okay.
She has an office, but she
God,
likes
I
to
can't work.
Work
on the bed.
She loves to work on the bed.
She does.
Yeah, because she's got it all right there. You know, it's all within reach.
My daughter does her homework on the bed. I don't know how you can do that. I go, sit at your desk. You can't focus on a bed.
Well, she's very professional when she's at her desk, you know, doing Zoom calls and things like that.
Is the bed?
No, at the desk. That desk. She only does any phone calls, she does in the bed. If there's like
doing Zoom meetings in the bed.
Yeah, right. Yeah that'll go over well.
What's the problem? My office.
She also gets very sunlight messes with her migraines, so that's why we have to keep everything dark. like that.
Oh, so Rochester's a good place for her to live.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's coming up on 6 on 98.9 The Buzz. Look at another day if you don't like sunshine, even though it will break out a little bit today. You know, it did yesterday, didn't it? It wasn't as dreary and gloomy and drippy as it was in the morning. But we'll see widely scattered showers again continuing today with variable cloudiness, with breaks of sun midday-ish. It'll be on and off, scattery, showery, humidity, 64 degrees. By the end of the week, looking good. Lilacs are going to love the sunshine Friday and Saturday. And Sunday for Mother's Day.
The Buzz.
I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. Hi, Tuesday morning. And
where are teachers at? It's what? Teacher Appreciation Day. Teacher Appreciation Week, actually, which is shared with Nurses Week, but nurses will give you time later on in the show.
Yes.
Your own time. I don't like how they clump those two together.
Didn't they call each other? Didn't the teachers call the nurses and be like, hey, guys, when's your day?
I can't recall how the holidays came to fruition. It dates back a long time ago. But yeah, I know. I think they should have. That maybe that was before phones, when they had to call the operator and they patched the lines together.
This is like 365 days. You both had to do it on the same.
I know. Come on. These are like two significant people in our lives.
Huge.
You can't, it feels weird to share it. But anyhow, teachers, because
we'll give
you love
today.
Because you're listening now. Where are you? 818-2899. Give a shout out to your class. Tell us how great of a teacher you are.
And the weirdest gift you ever got from a kid, please.
See,
I'd like that.
Being a teacher of the young kids is better. There's more benefits to being a teacher of the little moochies than there is the older kids. One being that. Gifts. You're going to get gifts this week. Not from high schoolers. You ain't getting nothing from high schoolers.
Well, yeah. You know, it's parents, though, right? It's really not the kids that are giving the gifts.
Sure, but no. I mean, once you hit middle school, as a parent, I breathe a sigh of relief, knowing that now I don't have to worry about buying teachers gifts, because middle school, you got all these teachers. You can't buy every teacher a gift.
You know, I don't think we've ever bought a teacher a gift.
Scott, this is the week. Ellie's got to show up to the classroom with something, even a flower.
She does that all the time. So she will, anytime she's outside, she'll pick a flower and give it to somebody.
No, I'm not saying a weed. I know.
I believe that it would be more, I was a teacher, I'd much rather teach high school students. I'll just never forget the experience I had in high school in social studies, when it was like, it was really the most engaging, fun class. And outside of the classroom, these kids, like inside the classroom, was one thing. And it got, the teacher commanded, and not in a negative way, but just in a really inspiring way, that room. Outside the classroom, every kid was a knucklehead. But in this class, we were all into it. It was intelligent. It was intellectual.
Was that your stepdad who taught that class?
Yeah. And it wasn't because of him. It was because of just the way it was taught, I think. And I'd like to try to engage kids, you know, to be higher thinkers. Like that, like to talk about stuff and get it out of them.
You're trying to teach people to be a higher thinker? Listen to yourself. Listen to it. You and I can't be higher thinkers. We can't help people be higher thinkers.
I like to have intelligent conversations.
Do you?
Well, I can't get one on this show, but outside of this show, like outside of the classroom, I can really flourish. In this classroom, it's not, teacher's too strict. So, teachers, so
but you're forfeiting the gifts. And kids skip class. Little moochies don't skip class.
No, they don't.
Got the older kids that, I mean, I've been in elementary school when we do our school readings, and then the high school where teachers have asked me to come in and speak to them. It is a lot harder to command attention in a high school classroom, because half of the kids are freaking giving you that look. You know that look.
Yeah.
That
they don't care.
Barely awake look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's tough.
That's a challenge. That's awesome. It'd be a challenge, you know, to keep them engaged, to be that teacher. I always wanted to be that teacher because I had a couple of those teachers that were great.
Yeah. Isn't it sad that we have how many teachers in our lives, yet only a couple, a small handful, stand out as being good teachers?
Mm-hmm.
Because not every teacher is a good teacher. Listen, I was thinking about considering teaching a college course, like mm-hmm. at SUNY Brockport, my alma mater.
Yep.
And I'm like, I don't know if I could do this. I hear all these horror stories ever since I started to entertain the idea. Like mm-hmm. all these other adjunct professors are coming up to me and is like, listen, kids are tough nowadays. They're tough. You got to chase them down. I'm like, I'm not the type of person that'll chase you down. If you want to learn in my class, then forget it. I'm only teaching for the kids who want to.
Well, that's it. It's like college to me was like, oh, nobody's responsible for you except you.
And I'm not going to hold whatever. Listen, you don't want to show up. I don't care. I'm not going to grade a paper then.
Same here. You flunk.
That's it.
Congratulations. And now explain that to your parents that are paying the exorbitant tuition.
Here's the question, and I wonder if anyone has the answer, if you're listening right now. You know how in high school, right, that parents are very active, and teachers sometimes do make decisions based on fear of the parents overreacting, right? Because they're so involved. Does that same thing happen with college? Do parents call the professor and say, why didn't my kid get a better grade?
If you called
you
me,
laugh,
if you called me as like the professor, of the class, I'd be like, "What are you doing? Talk to your kid. Don't talk to me."
Okay, I know, but you remember we were talking about what was the statistic that most parents are there for the first job interview?
Most the parents majority. Are there for the first job interview? No.
Yeah, we talked about it. It's like a crazy thing where parents. What? Okay. I got to look this up.
Looking up on the Googles.
I wonder if. Now parents are more involved in college because they're way too involved in high school, right? They're way too involved. It's not the teacher's right. It's the kid's right. The teacher has to prove the reason why they reprimanded the kid, right? That's the world we live in now. I wonder if that's the same.
Geez, I don't know.
In college.
Well, if it's, and it is teacher's day, week, whatever. So that's what that we do appreciate you, whether you teach elementary, middle, high school or college. So did you decide you wanted to do that college part-time college teaching gig?
Actually, they never got back to me, so I think they're having second thoughts.
A sigh of relief?
Going back to the higher learning and the inability for this show to do that. let me see. Wait. Oh, okay. I don't know if I'm going to find the answer. Inside.
That's all right. That's okay.
Yes, there's a notable statistic regarding parents attending job interviews.
Jesus, that's sick.
Oh, 26%. Okay, I thought that was higher.
No, that's not a lot.
It should be zero.
Well, of course. That's one out of four.
26 is a lot. But it went up, Gen Z. It went up recently.
Morning, Buzz.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
So, well, our son's a senior in high school at Athena this year.
Okay.
And we started many years ago because, you know, everything's through this whole parent portal thing. Mm. If he has something come in, he has to address it with the teacher. We don't contact the teachers at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
That's on him. A missing grade? That dude, here it is. But that's on you. Figure it out.
Right.
Good for you. Yeah, that's awesome. Because so you don't sound like you're going to be the parent at the job interview.
Well, he has a part-time job, and no, we didn't.
Right,
he went and filled out applications on his own. He did all that on his own. They've got to learn to fly on their own at some point.
I agree. I say hands off, man. I say hands off.
Sink or swim. You've got to learn.
You're a shepherd, not an engineer, right? You steer them in the direction.
You raise them right.
Yeah, go
so
this
that
way.
They can do it.
Yeah, good angle. Thank you.
My name's not Karen. Sorry. Have a good day.
Goodbye.
You too. Congrats to your senior. Lots of tears this year for mom. Lots awesome. Of tears.
Making mornings in Rochester slightly less ugh. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Are you ready? It's so easy to trigger Scott Spezzano. Are you ready to poke the bear? I was in a group chat, Scott. And you know what the group chat was about?
What?
Garage sale!
No! Please, no garage sales. You really want to do this on a Tuesday, like the crappiest day of the week?
Going around, people are thinking about they're organizing their little neighborhood garage sales.
Oh.
It's 'tis the season.
Good for them.
It's Pisano and Sandy.
Oh yeah, 99 the buzz. Sorry, that was my job. Trying to trigger me.
I know.
What's going on? Are you doing a garage?
Oh my god, I'd laugh so hard when I was included in this group chat with all the neighborhood ladies.
Oh god.
And it was like, hey, we're trying to figure out a neighborhood garage sale. Who wants in? I'm laughing to myself. I'm like, oh, my God, I wish Scott was part of this. How do I rope him in? You know, we were talking about it the other day where you just invite people into the group chat who were not, who did not ask to be.
Uh-huh.
I almost just put you in it, even though you don't live in our neighborhood.
You would be in big trouble.
Okay, so here's the question, though.
What?
I've never, ever once held a garage sale, to be honest with you.
You should do it.
Never once.
It's
not
amazing. It's so much fun. You get to meet people. You get to.
Not when I was a kid. Not
really?
When I was an adult. Never once. Have we ever? Yeah. I don't even know why you're so angry about it.
Not until you do one. Then you'll vow you'll never do another one.
Well, I kind of feel like you're tethered to, like, that entire weekend is gone, right? You're just stuck in your driveway waiting for people to show up.
Exactly.
And to get it organized seems exhausting.
Yes, exactly.
So anyhow, and this comes around every year, I don't know if anyone's gotten this yet, but whenever the neighbors, they all, every year around this time, who wants in? And I always just immediately delete or just ignore. But then I thought, there are things in this house that I would like to get rid of, and I drag my feet on putting it up on Facebook Marketplace because that's just a hassle, and I don't know. So how bad would it be if I don't join in on the garage sale, neighborhood garage sale, but yet at the last minute ask one of my neighbors, hey, do you mind if you sell these few items at your garage sale for me?
Last minute is probably the bad part, but yeah, you could, you know, last minute.
Well, yeah, because if it's not last minute, then they're going to say, well, yeah, join in then. Host your own, you know what I mean?
It has to be at the end of your driveway. If it's a neighborhood yard sale.
No, the whole point is I don't want to be sitting in my driveway waiting for somebody to step by. I don't want to ruin my weekend. If it's just three things. Three things.
All right, here's what you do. You want to get rid of three things, then give it to, even last minute, give it to the neighbor, but they get to keep the money.
No, that defeats the whole point.
No, it doesn't. That's the rent you're paying in their yard.
So you're against it. That's what you're saying.
Right.
Has a neighbor ever done that to you?
No.
Oh. Well, is that like totally wrong where nobody even thinks to do that?
I'm trying to think because the one garage sale we did have, it was a melee. We had a lot of stuff out. I'm trying to think. You know what? My sister-in-law brought stuff over and dumped it on us. And we got to keep the money. I didn't remember what it was.
No,
my wife
you didn't.
Yeah. She didn't care.
Okay, no, I want the money.
No, then you're wrong then. You can't do that. You can't.
I think you can. Because there are some people who just they feed off of hosting garage sales. They love it. My one neighbor who spearheads this every year loves it. I don't even know how she has stuff, the amount of stuff she has every year. It's always, I'm like, what are you doing? Where are you getting all this stuff?
Where is this coming from?
Yeah, where is this coming from?
There are people that source the things at garage sales and have their own garage sale. Like they go, like they flip it. They go buy it and then have a garage sale.
Yeah, I don't think, there probably is, but I don't think she's one of those people.
Yeah.
I think she's just shopping out, shopaholic.
So, what things would you give them? What do you need to get rid of? And how much do you want for them?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I haven't really figured out the pricing.
Here's the haunted books that have been into my house and messing my life up for the past 6 months.
Yep, that would be one.
I'll take 75. There's your 75 cents. Do you give them a commission when they sell it?
No.
You just take.
I wasn't planning on it.
So you want to get that 75 cents for those books back from the neighbor that you dumped in their driveway. The stuff that you dumped in their driveway.
I thought that's what you do for each other. You just do things. It's like family. You know, you kind of take advantage of your family. You kind of take advantage of your neighbor. But whenever the neighbor needs me, I'm there. Except for the garage.
For that, yeah, no. No, I'd say no. No, not unless you're going
to... scratch your back, scratch my back. We scratch each other's back.
No, you don't. No. No, it doesn't work like
that. Is it really that bad? I can't talk to you about this. You hate garage sales.
I know. Why'd you even bring it up?
Because I really want to know.
I would really, honestly, even though I hate garage sales, there's an unspoken rule. You don't just give somebody something to sell for you and take the money.
But what does it make a difference? They already have a driveway full of stuff. What's another item? Two, three. What does it make a difference? It doesn't make a difference. They're sitting out there anyhow.
Will they even remember what your stuff is?
I'm almost doing them a favor.
And have a separate envelope for the thousands of dollars you're going to get for the junk you're putting in their driveway?
That'd be legit if I got thousands.
You would never get thousands of dollars.
Some people do make bank, I hear, at garage sales.
Well, it depends what you're selling, of course, right? Like, we could have made thousands, but we made tens.
Well, that's because your wife was just too nice.
Right. Giving stuff away.
Anyone make thousands at their garage sale?
You're not going to get the stuff that you give, like three or four items, you're going to get like $2 or $3. And you really want to put them through that?
These are like really expensive window treatments, but we don't need them anymore because we don't need to cover that window anymore with window treatments. So it's like blinds. You know what I mean? That's got to be more than 75 cents.
You're going to try to sell blinds at a garage sale?
What am I going to do with them? They're really good. They cost hundreds of dollars. I'm not going to toss them.
Oh, no. You know nobody will buy used blinds at a garage sale?
They're pretty much new. You don't...
Everybody's windows are different sizes. First of all, you got to find someone who's looking for them. Number two, you got to find someone who knows what their window size is. And number three, no one on planet Earth is going to go out looking for blinds at a garage sale.
Well, no, but when they stumble upon them in my neighbor's driveway, they'll be like, oh my God, I was looking for these. I didn't want to spend the money, but now look.
Bless your heart. Go for it.
A mirror. Everybody needs a mirror. I got a mirror.
And the haunted books.
Now my daughter wants to keep those. So my life will still be a living hell.
Good luck, hard pass.
98.9 The Buzz.
Millions of gallons of Webster poop in the water.
Yummy.
Scott Spisano poop floating in the lake.
Yes, welcome to my side of town. 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy, what happened?
Oh, no, what happened is the question. How did this happen? So, you know, the other night, there was a significant power outage. Okay, it affected 11,000 RG&E customers in the Penfield-Webster areas. Very good. The outage was caused by a downed wire line.
Oh, okay.
Leading to disruptions in various services, including the wastewater treatment plant in Webster.
Uh-oh. That's the one on Phillips Road? That one?
Mm-hmm. Mm. The power failure resulted in an 8-hour sewage overflow.
Oh.
8 hours. Whoops. And the backup to the backup, like nothing was working. Uh-huh. No backup generator. No, there was nobody there to staff it, which is a question that a lot of people have. Like, why isn't it manned 24/7 for a treatment plant that size? Mm. But anyhow, so it resulted in 8 hours of sewage overflow, which is a million gallons of Webster poop in the water.
Nice.
Untreated sewage was discharged into nearby waterways, raising environmental and public health concerns.
Wonderful.
That sounds delicious, doesn't it?
I want a chocolate milkshake.
Now, there is, for the record, though, there's conflicting reports on how much treatment did this water get.
Before it hit the water. Right?
Before. Yeah, so according to a statement from the Webster Sewer Department, the discharged wastewater was substantially treated and disinfected, is what they're saying.
Okay.
However, the term substantially treated lacks a standardized definition and can vary in interpretation.
Right.
Now, I kind of feel like if you are running that department and there was 8 hours of sewage overflow, you have to say, don't worry about it. It was treated. I mean, right? Don't you have to? You don't want to send everyone in a panic.
Well, right.
Right? Yeah. I mean, Okay. So in contrast, general advisories from the environmental agencies as a collective, they suggest that during such overflows, the discharged sewage is often untreated or only partially treated.
Gotcha. All right.
So now we don't really know how treated it was because it depends on who you talk to.
Okay. But it was...
It wasn't fully treated.
It wasn't fully treated, basically.
It's called sewage. Yeah. So it's gross. Into the water.
Yum.
Scott Spezzano poop.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I, about this entire story, and you know, you're reading through the comments, everybody's very passionate about why wasn't it manned? How does this happen? What's the backup plan?
So when did it happen? Like in the middle of the night?
Sunday night. Yeah. It's a Sunday night.
Closed on Sundays, huh?
I guess. But okay. So with all those comments that are flooding in about this.
No pun intended.
Very good. The one thing that I kept thinking about is the poor men and women who have to go out and clean it up. And you better act quick. There's no lunch break. I don't even know why you would want to take a lunch break if that's your job.
Yeah, like, man. You wash your hands after lunch, before lunch.
How do you even clean it up?
I don't think you can clean it. What are you going to go out and be like, hey, get back here?
I'm not sure. How do they do it?
I am no engineer, but once you release something in water, unless it's oil, you can maybe contain it because it floats on the top. But this stuff ain't. This just dissipates. It's just.
The environment just takes care of it naturally?
I think so, I mean, it's so funny. You think about this, right? You think about, like, okay, 1 million gallons got released into Lake Ontario, which is one of the largest lakes in the world, right? The Great Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
But then how many hundreds of millions of fish poop in it all the time?
I know. I think about that all the time. That's why I don't go into... the beach is beautiful. I ain't going in that water.
It's like...
The lake, gorgeous. Not going in.
But any body of water that things live in, they poop and pee in it.
That's why I have a thing with pools and water.
Oh, pools too?
Yeah.
No,
throw a kid in there? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adults, they don't want to get out. They're
chemicals
drinking their margarita in the pool. Yeah, that's what everyone says.
But yeah, plus, it's sterile until it rots, and it's not going to rot before it gets treated.
I have a thing with this. This is probably why I'm triggered more than you are about this story, because I just have a thing with this. You can't trust any water. What's this, substantially treated? Okay, very good.
Well, I think...
So is the pool.
Didn't you come to... Didn't we go to the water treatment plant together?
Oh, gosh, we did.
Remember that? And you know how it does go through. It's not like, poop into a giant tank and then it goes away. I mean, then they just flush it in. I think it probably went through the process, or it started to go through that process from one end to the other, no pun intended. And, I can see it being, somewhat treated.
Somewhat treated. I kind of question, with budget cuts and stuff, what are they cutting? Do we need a new equipment? Well, look at what happened. You had one power line down, and all of a sudden the whole thing goes down. Where's the backup plan? Did someone try to save money? Like, why wasn't there a backup plan to a backup plan?
I don't know.
How does that whole thing freaking shut down?
You'd think there'd be a generator that kicks in or something like that, right?
We are, as humans, a little too trusting in certain areas of our life, this being one of them.
You need to get into politics.
I don't even know if this is a political thing. This is like the people who, work at the Social Security office. They know our Social Security numbers, and we are trusting that they're going to have a good day and not want to do something nasty with our numbers. You know what I mean? Like, there's people in our lives that we're just, okay, we're going to trust you. We're going to trust you to clean up our poop. I don't know.
Please be nice to the sewage treatment people.
Webster, where life is worth living.
Yes. I wish I had a toilet flush sound, but I don't.
Are we going to put an emoji on that sign?
Yes, the poop emoji. Someone will probably do that today.
Oh, God, how
6:54 on 98.9 The Buzz. We're late.
Okay, so coming up on the show, Spencer Port Carnival going to look a little different this year. How and why, and do you agree with it? Plus, we have a jerker justified. What her spouse made her do before she caught her flight.
Got a story Spezzano and Sandy need to hear? Leave them a quick voice message right now. Open the Odyssey app, search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hello there. It's the 7 o'clock hour on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters. We are doing on a Tuesday. I'm looking at 60 now. I'm going to be 65 today. It's going to be like weird variable sun, clouds, rain, sun, then maybe thunderstorm. One of those deals.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about Spencer Burr Carnival. So it's going to be a little different this year. Reaction to the chaos that happened last year at the ER Carnival, where 200 people broke out into fights.
Oh, yeah.
As it was closing. Do you remember that?
I do. Crazy. Yeah.
So a lot of firemen's carnivals and festivals are now changing it up a little bit to ensure that that doesn't take place. So this year, fencing the perimeter of the grounds.
Yeah, good idea.
Minors must be accompanied by a parent or guardian.
Mm-hmm.
Pets are not allowed.
I think that's a good idea.
I didn't really notice a lot of pets when I go to a fireman's carnival.
You notice
a lot of pets?
You bring your pet, your dog out in a scenario that sometimes may not be familiar with lots of people and loud noises, and it might, you know, trigger them into getting aggressive. I can see that. Yeah.
Okay. Weapons are banned.
Oh, darn it. Now they ruined it.
You can't bring a backpack, duffel bag, and drawstring bags. All banned. They are allowing fanny packs or belt bags, clear bags, small purses, diaper bags, and medical bags. Yes, this rule is also implemented for the upcoming Lilac Festival as well.
Because they had problems there, too. They had problems with knuckleheads and kids and stuff like that, too.
Yeah, and Terry from the Buzz Fam, you know, from Arlene's, she has been unfortunately caught up in some of those
melees.
Yeah. At the Lilac Festival. So she probably has some good stories to tell. But what is it, I question, about the Fireman's Carnival that makes it so prone to these issues? Because every year it feels like the same news story. It feels like the same conversation. Okay, what are we going to do this year to prevent whatever? Yeah. Why is it the Fireman's Carnival?
Because it's a pop-up party, right? For a couple of days.
Is that why?
And it's at night, and it's, you know, it's...
Is it free? Is that a big thing? Because a lot of people are saying, well, why don't you slap a charge on it? But is that the reason why?
Well, yeah, that could be part of it, too.
I would be so bummed if all of a sudden they're charging. Wouldn't you?
I would pay if it means no chance of knuckleheads. And a small fee, like $5, you know, would be... You know, it would be cool.
Okay, a small fee.
Yeah. And not like $26.99 through Ticketmaster, you know, that kind of thing. No.
I don't know how bad this is going to sound, but that is one of the reasons why I go to like a Hamlin beach or a beach that you have to pay to go to. Our beach, Ontario Beach Park, is gorgeous. Love it. Mm-hmm. It's so pretty. But you go there and you're taking a risk. Who are you going to see there and what activity is going on? And it's unfortunate. I've heard that from so many people that when they want to go take their kids to the beach, they'll go to one where you have to pay.
You sound like an old person.
Well, you just said it. I'm just reinforcing what you said.
Yeah, but not for something like that. I'm talking about a pop-up event like a carnival, and where it's at night and there's more chance for things to happen. I'd go to the beach in a second.
Yeah, but you see those stories too about, there's a fight at the beach.
Yeah, but it's always at night and when they're trying to kick everybody out.
Okay.
I think you're a little overprotective, but then that's you, but that's fine.
Well, yeah, that's me.
So here's what I would do for a fireman's carnival. It would be...
Yeah. You're security. You're head of security. What would you do?
Okay. Let's see here. All right. I got a couple of ideas. First of all... Everyone entering must be 65 or older. If you don't have a fanny pack, you may not get in. Walkers at the door.
Wait, how old are you again? You wouldn't even be able to go.
That's
Nobody
fine.
Would be able to go.
You know, just like a kid waiting to get tall enough to go on the jackrabbit. You gotta wait.
It's at the community center. It's the carnival. I would say there has to be a dress code, a biz cash dress code.
Business casual, code. Yes. Like yeah, because Kentucky Derby, really, really overdressed.
If
How's
you're
that?
Dressing business casual, you're not starting fights. You're too uncomfortable to start a fight. That's what it is, right?
Hold on, Terry's calling from Arlene's. Hey, Terry, hey.
Hello.
Hey, how'd Ugly Disco go?
It was good.
Great.
It was
great.
Really, really good.
Do you got a story?
Oh, we always have stories from Lilac Festival.
I love Lilac Festival. You know, I mean, as a matter of fact, I am announcing for the 30th year in a row.
The I know, Lilac and we're going to be there for the 30th year in a row.
Oh, make sure you come down to the parade Saturday morning, okay?
Terry and I are in your fan club, walking the parade.
Fanny pack club.
All right, so just catching everybody up, if you're just joining us, the Spencerport Fireman's Carnival saying, listen, we're going to do little things, just little tweaks and changes because we're trying to avoid any chaos erupting at the festival, the carnival.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
No.
If you were head of security, Terry, what would you implement?
First of all, I don't think it's a bad thing to ask someone to pay, but I would have the money go to charity just so that
I would take that money. I mean, I would use that first, you know, the first chunk of that goes to paying for the security and all the extra things you
had
to do. Then the rest of it goes off to the charity of the day or the weekend or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a fantastic idea.
Good idea.
And just making sure that you have security in all the right places, places where people tend to come together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it usually happens when kids, young people, young adults come together, and it's unfortunate. We would like them to just have a great time and enjoy it, but unfortunately, that's how it happens. And sometimes it happens so fast, there's nothing you can do.
And it's crowd mentality, too, right? It's kind of like a firecracker, kind of just goes off, just happens.
It probably is a rite of passage, almost, because this is the one event that parents feel, like of middle schoolers, I'm thinking, you feel comfortable saying, okay, let me just drop you off, a drop and go. And it's almost like a rite of passage for these kids. Oh, my God, freedom. And there's no destination. Like, you're not going to a concert and watching a concert. There's not one big event that you're going to. It's pretty much just wander.
Milling around,
It's milling around. How about this funny message that just came in when we were talking about if you were in charge of security, what would rule would you implement? Anyone caught causing drama has to ride the Tilt-A-Whirl 6 times in a row with no break.
After eating 4 dozen clams.
Oh.
I think that should work. Spencerport, you guys listening to us?
Hey.
That's a good idea.
Yep. Clams and fanny packs. Thanks, Terry. Bye.
Clams and fanny packs.
Okay,
bye,
see ya.
Guys.
See ya.
I
love you too. 98.9, The Buzz. It's time to go ahead and unleash your judgy.
Jerk. Or justified.
It's okay to be judgy.
The only time during the day.
Yes.
Is this time right here.
Yeah.
Jerk or justified, deciding the moral compass in Rochester. I was taking my daughter to the airport yesterday morning. Early, early flight. She had the 5:15 flight
whatever it is. So she had to be there like 4.
Yeah, really early flight. And on her way there, she is she did it for a work trip. She was traveling for a work trip. And on the way there, she goes, you know, two of my coworkers, they both so happen to be females. She goes, their husbands, because it's such an early flight that they have to take, their husbands are making them take an Uber to the airport. She goes, is that jerk or justified, Mom? Because I think that's kind of mean. And I'm like, you know, that is a really good one.
Having to, like, because no one can drive you and it's really inconvenient, get it. But if your husband just wants to sleep in.
Well, that's pretty much it. Because what else? What other plans you got at 4 in the morning?
That's it. Yeah, right.
Okay. Now, this is going to be weird. And I know you're humming and hawing right now.
Yeah.
But I know this is going to sound weird and feel weird, but I kind of feel like you're going to agree with me.
Uh-huh.
I think we're on the same page here.
I think you're right.
And I question, because you would spring, like, you always are right there when your wife, no matter when your wife travels, you move the world to make sure that you are the person to drive her
to
the airport.
You have to.
Same for me and my daughter. I will absolutely, without a doubt, wake up even earlier to drive her to the airport.
Well, wait a second. But, you do it more because you think that this could be the last time I see her and the plane might crash, so I got to drive her? Deep down inside, is that your...
That's probably a piece of it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny that's a piece of it, but it's just like what you do for each other. Like, even my sister was like, why do you drive her? You know what? Now that I think about this, even my sister was like, why do you drive her? Why doesn't she just either park and expense the parking or have an Uber? I go, I don't know, because we're family and that's what you do for each other. Okay, I agree. I think it's kind of weird if your spouse prefers to sleep instead of drives you to the airport. But I don't know. Maybe there's going to be a bunch of people that say no, it's completely justified.
Go ahead. 818-2899.
Now, they don't live in Rochester, these two coworkers. Okay. So I don't know, because our Rochester airport's so easy to navigate.
It is easy to get to, isn't it?
I don't know if they're in a bigger city, if that even makes a difference, if it's a tougher airport to navigate or not. But where are you putting your tally? Laura messaged us on Facebook and she said, 100% jerk. They need to get their butt up and take them to the airport.
Let's go calls, 818-2899. Calls up. Hello, The Buzz. What do you call this? Jerk or justified? Just a, you know, hey, take an Uber. It's early.
Nah, it's absolute jerk. You get up and take your significant other.
Right?
Yeah, I would never let them take an Uber. Not any, you know, whatever. But no, you get up and take them.
I know. It was so funny when she said both of her coworkers who were traveling early flights.
It's weird, though. You kind of feel like, well, you don't love me, so...
That's what it fit. Right? I wanted to say that, but I wasn't sure if that sounded too sensitive. But yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. Am I too inconvenient? Like what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you just want to make sure that they get there, nothing goes wrong, and, you know, it's just the safety of seeing them off and making sure that they get off okay.
Yeah, and if there is something wrong, you're there to try to help fix it, right?
The last person you see, just in case something goes wrong, is the Uber driver. I mean, come on.
All right. You're calling it jerk.
Jerk, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, man. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
Good morning. I say justified.
Oh, why? Huh? What? You don't love your husband?
Because I personally would make my husband take an Uber if it was too early. So I feel like it's justified for him to make me want to take an Uber.
And like I said,
why would you? Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, you don't love him?
No, I love him. I just really love my sleep.
No, I'm just selfish.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know what? I could see, like, for instance, like when you said something, Sandy, about expense it, like, kind of thing, right? At the end of the year, when your daughter does her taxes and she owes... You know, think they're and she.
Oh, that's not going to be a deal breaker.
Yeah, but with your you can expense either parking or Uber rides. Yeah, of course you can.
If you have small kids, and you know it's just going to be a giant, huge hassle. And as much as I love him, you know, I'm saying justified. I want my kids to
sleep. Sure. Okay. There's a good angle.
That I agree with. If you have little kids in the house, well, obviously you're not going to wake up the entire house just to drive them to the airport.
That makes
perfect sense. But if you don't have kids, if they're not an issue, I mean...
Maybe I'd see him off.
No, I know. I'm keeping your tally under justified.
Very funny.
I know.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I love you, honey, but not more than my sleep.
Not more than my... Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Is it jerk or justified?
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
Definitely jerk.
Yeah, jerk it is.
My husband did that to me. I had to take a taxi to the airport.
Oh, did you really?
Ew, a taxi.
I thought he was a jerk.
This was pre-Uber days? Is that what that was?
Yes, it was pre-Uber days.
Now, do you still bring it up to this day?
No, there's worse things that I choose to bring up.
This is one of many. Do you remember what a taxi cost and how far away from the airport are you guys? Where are you?
I'm in East Irondequoit. I want to say it was like $30.
Yeah, that wasn't bad back then. That's probably what an Uber cost these days.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Wow. All right. Thanks a lot. So it's definitely a jerk. Yep. Okay. Sounds good. Have we officially registered that we both think it's jerk?
I think so. And I think we need this for that woman that just called up. This is her validation where she can go back to her husband and say, remember back in the day when you used to make me take a taxi?
Oh, you guys love to bring up the past, don't you?
Jeez. Well, this gives her validation.
Yes, every single time.
The verdict is jerk.
Yes, it's a jerk. Nothing against you Uber drivers, but come on.
Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Oh my gosh, if my husband made me do that, I would create the best story. Like, oh, you know, the Uber driver, he was so handsome and he helped me get my luggage out of his car. And he actually walked me to the gate.
I love it. 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. Spaziano's Sandy with you. Scott Spaziano's Sandy Waters. Here we go, Tuesday. They passed away at 22 years old yesterday.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. And you know what? My parents are devastated.
I'm going to play a piece of audio.
Uh-huh.
This might trigger you a little bit. Somebody's got to make a song out of this. You know, like put a beat behind it. Yes, Skype has been eliminated by Microsoft. Bye-bye.
That's how my parents communicated with family in Italy. And they are they're a mess now. What is this, Teams? I got to do Teams because the people that they communicate with in Italy on Skype are old. They're like in their 70s, 80s. So now they got to teach Teams to, oh my God, they're
what's
a mess.
Teams? Is it like Zoom?
Yeah. But some companies use Teams. We use Zoom, Google Meet. Like it's a variety of them. And Skype was like the first of the first and they just didn't innovate.
Microsoft bought it for $8.5 billion with a B in 2011, and they just blew it up because Zoom killed them and whatever, and Skype wasn't made really for being mobile and all that kind of stuff. So just let you know. All right, so that
R.I.P. Skypey.
That song will live in your head forever.
Yeah, it will.
Hiya, heya, what's up? How you doing? Tuesday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Scott Spaziano and Sandy Waters with you. Thank you for joining us for a couple minutes this morning. Get you going where you got to go in a few minutes.
Happy Nurses Week, Nurses Week. Today is National Nurses Day, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Few days from now will be Mother's Day. It's this Sunday.
Yeah, man.
Here's the question I'm putting out there.
Mm-hmm.
If you have adult children and the adult children forget about Mother's Day, should you as mom speak up or just let it go? And have you experienced this before? 818-2899.
I have two grown adult boys and I preemptively nudge them when things out of their normal orbit are happening. Like, hey, it's your stepmom's birthday coming up on Friday. Don't forget.
Oh, okay. So that's another question, too. Yeah. That's another layer of this. When does dad take a back seat to celebrating Mother's Day? So you still don't. Your kids are grown adults, and you still don't take a back seat. You still kind of preemptively remind them.
Sure, yeah.
Nudge.
I don't let them, you know, screw
How about
up.
For... How about for their mom, though?
Yeah, same thing. Well, one of them lives with mom, so they're more tighter in that orbit. So
I wasn't sure how that happens, how that plays out for divorced people. So all along when they were little, yes, of course, dad kind of helps the kid get ready for Mother's Day, whatever, whatever. Once you get divorced, now how active is dad in this whole thing, picture?
Me?
I'm just hypothetical. I'm curious how divorced people handle this.
Oh, divorced people. I don't think about it. Especially if you're remarried, you know, or how young or old your kids are. If they're adults, I don't know. All I know is what I do, and I probably do it. They probably know anyway, but they're not in the world
But when you got divorced before you remarried Jill... Did you nudge them and say, hey, don't forget it's Mother's Day? I mean, you're divorced now. You're not with this person. And there's no wrong answer. I'm just curious
I don't know if I did or not. See, the nice part is when back in those days, they were in school, so they were always making stuff for Mother's Day.
So
always
the
making
teacher
stuff for the
reminds them.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Yeah.
Thank
God for teachers. And it's National Teacher Appreciation Day week, whatever, too.
Heather messaged us, and that's how you can reach out to us on the free Odyssey app. There's mm-hmm. a voice memo. You can talk to it, or you can just reach out to us on social media. But she says, let it go. Absolutely not. Oh, let it go, question mark. Absolutely not.
Oh.
If your adult kids forget Mother's Day, say something. Silence just teaches them it's okay to overlook you. Oh.
Ooh, so this is coming from a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't Heather. Forget Mother's Day that Sunday.
I'm assuming Heather's a mom, but I don't know for sure.
Isn't that funny?
I think I would be, if my kids didn't do, and I think boys and girls are different. Sons and daughters are different when it comes to Mother's Day. I think maybe sons, and if I speak out of line, let me know, correct me, but I feel like sons need that little nudge, hey, don't forget. I think daughters automatically remember mom.
It's weird because boys are, you know, mama's boys, right? Daddy's little girl, mama's boy. So I think they, even though I did remind them, I think they already knew. They already know.
Oh, they do. Okay, yeah. So that's the opposite.
So I kind of think that's not true. I don't think that. I think boys pay more attention to Mother's Day than girls do.
Honestly, do now that I think about it, and I was like about to judge the kids who don't take care of mom. I don't know if I do anything out of my way for my own mother.
Oh, nice of you.
I know. Wait a minute. Well, because it's, well, yeah, it's my day too, but it's her day too. I mean, we'll all get together. Do I go out of my way?
And she cooks and cleans and you guys
no,
eat.
No, it's actually usually at my house.
Oh, okay. All right.
This year I don't want to host it, so I haven't said
cooks,
anything.
Your yeah. husband.
It's my husband. Well, I have to clean, but it's my daughter, my husband who actually cook. Yeah. But I don't like go out of my way to buy her something special or have flowers delivered.
Really?
Or get her. Yeah, I don't know. It just hit me that I am a terrible daughter.
What about
because
your,
now
your,
the focus is on me.
What about your two sisters?
I don't think they do either.
Really?
I think we all just kind of get together and then have all the husbands and kids do all the work. We're all very selfish moms. We want the attention. And if my kid didn't give me attention as an adult kid, I don't know if I could stay quiet. I guess I would stay quiet because I'm very passive-aggressive martyr mom.
I don't.
But I would be hurt.
Yeah. I think you're good being neutral on Mother's Day with your mom and your sisters because you are all mothers, right? You're at that same throne.
I know, but I shouldn't be. Now that I think about it, that's not right.
Well, it's not like the queen congratulates the other queen of another country because it's like everybody's the queen that day. Especially if you're a mom. You know, it's like, it's different. Like, if it's a birthday, like this birthday party I went to, you know, the six-year-old.
Yeah.
The parents, you know, I didn't quite know them, but now I do. Ellie and I walked into the garage, and they're all standing, the adults were standing in the garage, and Ellie found her little girlfriend. Happy birthday! And they took off into the house, and one of the other ladies is like, you know, it's, hey, it should be your birthday, too. Happy birthday to you. You birthed her. You see how?
To the mom!
Yeah, to the mom.
God, I love that!
Yeah.
I do wish my mom a happy birthday.
Yeah, I think you should pay more attention to your mom on your birthday than on Mother's Day. Not pay attention, but celebrate.
If you celebrated me on my kid's birthday, that's weird. I don't want that.
You like it though?
No, that's weird.
Happy Mother's Day on Sunday.
That sounds good.
Happy Mother's Day on Sunday.
Don't forget mom.
If fun had a morning show, it'd be this one. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
I used to have the biggest crush on that one girl from Bananarama. I used to love that band. I love it. 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. I did. That was like my major crush.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I used to love that.
Okay.
And I think they came to town or we did a jam with them or something. I was all giddy, giddy. Anyway, it's Spisano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Had his moment.
Being the honesty box.
Okay, so ditch the gas lawnmower.
Right.
Okay, because state lawmakers are encouraging you to consider a different way to cut your lawn. Are you bought into this or not? There is a bill that will incentivize New Yorkers who choose to purchase electric-powered landscaping equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Lawnmowers, weed whackers, chainsaws.
That's cool.
The bill passed the Senate, has been sent to the Assembly for review. If passed, electric landscaping equipment would offer a rebate of 70% off purchase price
Damn.
Of a piece of equipment with certain restrictions.
That's legit.
You know what those certain restrictions are?
No.
It doesn't apply to you as the homeowner. It only applies to companies.
Oh, like landscaping services.
State agencies, local authorities, municipalities.
Okay, yeah.
70% off
mm-hmm.
of these big companies. Well, Dizzy, if you're going to force us to do it, why not take care of the homeowner? 70% off is pretty legit.
Well, it's an incentive to go green on
these
companies that put a lot of stuff into the air.
So originally, this bill did include homeowners get the incentive. And then somehow something happened where now currently the bill, and it's not been passed yet, but currently the bill excludes homeowners. Even though the initiative is for everybody, the incentive only applies to the companies who already have the ability to write things off.
Yeah, landscaping businesses. Yeah, right.
Anyhow, so what do you think? Would you switch for battery powered?
My experience, the guy across the street from me and his wife, great couple, moved in from California, retired. He's a retired heart surgeon, actually. And he actually got an electric lawnmower. He goes, yeah, I'm going to this one. He first moved in. Yeah, I'm going to Lowe's. Going to go get a mower. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you can use mine until then. He goes, no, I'm going today. And he went and bought an electric mower. And after using it last summer, he's like, not that impressed.
Yeah, hey, that's the vibe I get now. I don't mow the lawn. I don't do any of the landscaping. So I don't know for sure, but this is the vibe that I get. It's not as powerful. And someone like Jackie said, I have a battery-operated weed whacker with two batteries, and I can't even finish before the batteries are dead. I mean, that's going to be
a yard.
I don't know.
My weed whacker, I've got the cobalt weed whacker, 40 volt. And it does the whole yard. And it also goes into my leaf blower. I got a leaf blower, too.
Is it annoying, though?
No.
Like, is it not as powerful? That's what I hear from.
No, it does well. See, again, you get what you pay for, right? If you're going, I'm going to get an electric mower, and you buy the cheapest one, then it's not going to be as powerful. I mean, look at the ones that rove around the yard now, like the Roombas.
I love that. Yeah. My best friend, every time I go to her house, the next door neighbors have that thing going. It's
really?
Almost like they let it go every day.
It
or does, something.
Yeah. It just roams around. How's it look? How's the grass look?
Oh.
You don't know. You look at the mower, but not what the product is afterwards.
I mean, it looks cut. I don't know. I'm not a landscaping snob, so I don't know. But I've heard from people that there's no way, no incentive is going to make them go battery powered because it's just not, it doesn't live up to gas powered, I guess.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm getting there.
I'm what?
I'm waiting on the technology to improve, batteries to improve. Just a couple more years, maybe then it'll probably be way better.
Which is more expensive?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
Is it more expensive to maintain battery powered or gas?
Oh, gas, by all means. $300 to do an annual on my tractor. Because you got to get service, got to change the oil, you got to sharpen the blades. And
so if you buy a bunch of batteries, then you should be, Jackie, buy like another dozen batteries.
No, you don't buy a dozen batteries.
Well, yeah, she said she has two and she can't finish her yard. She probably needs like 12.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no. Nobody has 12. Now, nobody has 12 batteries.
I was exaggerating,
okay, thank
obviously.
You. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Even though you can, if you want. I hear, though, that electric is quieter.
It is.
So does that move the start time up earlier? Like, instead of, like, you know how, like, the rule of thumb is do not start your lawnmower before 9:30 on a Saturday.
9:30? You're crazy.
Well, when is it? When
I
is
don't
it?
Think it should be, like, 8.
8?
Not before 8. Not before 8.
It's 9:30 in this neighborhood.
Oh, well.
Wait, 8 o'clock? You start it?
I don't start it. I think the start time should be anytime after 8. It'd be fine.
No, I think it's 9:30. I thought the general rule was 9:30.
According to?
I just thought it was a thing. Somebody, what is it in your neighborhood? I thought it was 9:30. Don't start the lawnmower before 9:30.
On a weekend?
Yours is 8?
It's definitely 9. Definitely after 9 it starts.
Okay,
but
yeah,
I think
I'll give
eight's
you
fine
9.
With me. 8's fine to me.
But if it's electric and it's quieter, then maybe you'll get away with 8. No way now, 8 o'clock, way too early. Have you ever started mowing or weed whacking at 8?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
My neighbors get out there early sometimes, but not before 8.
Those neighbors.
I don't mind them. I'm up. Listen, I time my day. If you have an animal, you time your day. When the dog's got to pee, you're up. So, you know, it's not like you're going to go back to sleep.
No, you know what? I have a dog, too. My dog works around my schedule.
Really?
On the weekends, he changes his routine. I don't know how he does it, but he does it.
Poor Brutus the bladder.
No, he's fine. Mm.
Answer.
Whoa. Hi, the boss. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. It's Tony.
Hey, Tony. What's going on? What's in your purse?
Well, I looked it up.
Uh-huh.
And it's 8 o'clock on the weekend, the weekday,
no!
And 9 on the weekend.
On the weekend.
Okay. 8 in the, okay, yeah, during the
Ken,
week.
That Bill Zamafia, Ken just texted us saying, you know, you should probably let the morning dew dry off before you do mow.
You do. Okay, so 8 o'clock during the week, 9 during the weekends. Okay, that sounds right. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yep. Scott, 8 o'clock on a weekend. Oh my God. Your neighbors.
Don't come to my neighborhood because
Now, would you go electric instead of gas powered like they're trying to push us to do?
No.
Oh, that's a hard no. That's a hard pass.
What's why? Where's the why in this?
Why?
Yeah.
Because the electric ones run out quite fast. They do. The battery runs out. The guy across the street, he has an electric one, and it only does half of his front lawn.
Oh, really?
Oh, that sucks.
But he doesn't have, like, other batteries to swap out?
I don't know. Yeah. All I can tell you is there's nothing wrong with having a gas-powered one.
That's right.
How much is a lawn? Like, you have a weed whacker one, Scotty, but how much is a lawnmower battery? Uh-huh. That must cost a lot if you need to buy multiples.
Yeah, right. I mean, they got to be at least $100 for maybe 60 to 80 bucks at least for the weed whacker one. But they're good to have. Good to have, but you know, two, three of them just to get, you can swap them out while one's charging. It only takes like
an hour. You can't have 2-3 lawnmower ones if they cost even more than that, though. It's a bigger machine. It has to cost more. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't know.
Please.
Okay, hard pass from Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Bye. All right. Bye.
You ever feel guilty for being married? it's 99 to Buzz.
Where is this leading to?
Well, it's so funny. Yesterday, I dropped Ellie off at dance. We brought her to dance 4 o'clock, right?
Okay.
And last week, it was picture day at dance.
Yes.
And my wife hasn't been to dance in 6 weeks, and I've been taking Ellie, and all of a sudden she's like, oh, I want to take her to picture day. I'm like, okay.
Well, she has to. Mom has to be there.
Yeah.
So, fine.
And then yesterday she calls me. She's like, hey, I won't be home till like 6:30. I'm like, okay. And then she calls me back. She goes, don't forget, Ellie's got dance today. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. So I get her ready, and she calls me. She's like, listen, I'm coming home around 4. I'm going to be a little early. So I'll meet you at dance, and then I can just relieve you when I get there, and boom. So I walk into the dance thing yesterday with Ellie, and she comes walking in 5 minutes later, and we did like a handoff, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a whole single parent routine. This is whole like custody, like people thinking that we're divorced or something.
People
like,
they're gossiping
right
about you.
Feeling guilty? Mm. I was married? And here's the funny part. On the way out, I had to validate it with the dad. I'm like, well, get out of this one. I got to go home and make dinner for them, because we're married. Hint.
That's so funny that you felt like everybody was judging.
I felt everyone was judging
what
me.
What does
because
it matter?
I know. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
But
you should have given her the biggest kiss ever.
I did.
Bye, sweetie. Love you.
Well, then...
I love you.
Are you talking about my wife or my daughter?
No, your wife.
My wife. Yeah, that would have been the clincher.
Don't you do that. I love PDA.
I gave Ellie a kiss. Well, Jill had to go to the bathroom, and she wanted to follow her mom in. So I'm
Jill doesn't like PDA as much
as you do. No, she's not good with that. But I had
you
to somehow
shout it from on the other side of the bathroom door. Bye. I love you, babe. I'm cooking dinner for you when you come home to our house.
I know. Isn't that wild?
Now, the real question is, how is Ellie with dancing? As good as you are?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
I have no idea. We've never seen her dance. We don't even really know if she does dance. but I know there's a recital.
What happens when she walks through that door?
Right. She goes into the room and then they close the door. I hear the feet going and I hear the music, but I've never seen her. And she won't do it for us at home either.
She doesn't?
No.
Okay. I ask because you and I did once a flash mob thriller dance thing, and you and I were terrible.
Oh, it's worse.
And I wanted to see if the genetics passed down. Because when our friends at Dancing with the Ark reached out to us, and they're like, and by the way, Dancing with the Ark is the most amazing, fantastic, just the coolest event ever. It's June 5th. Put it in your calendar. But when they reached out to us, the Ark of Monroe, and they're like, hey, we're doing this thing. It's called Dancing with the Ark. It's pretty much Dancing with the Stars, but it's with people who are from the Ark with local celebrities.
Right.
And they pair up and they dance and they compete.
And immediately you say, we would love to host.
Yeah, right. When she's like, hey, would you and Scott dance? And I'm like, you do not want us dancing.
We would love to host.
Yep, that's what I said. I go, Scotty and I will host every year. We will commit to you.
Mm-hmm.
So
can't wait for this year. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be over at Innovative Field. And go to, what is it, arkmonroe.org/dancing and see. Because you can actually see as things progress here. They're going to be, you know, for over the next month.
Yeah, because they're rehearsing things now.
And you can vote for your favorite individual and their celebrity dancer, too. And this voting money goes to help the Ark.
This is all a fun way to raise money. Obviously, the Ark of Monroe, they need to bring in the funds. This is their big charity event, which is such a cool idea. It's so different than, you know, the typical silent auction or this or that, the other thing. This is just a fun way to contribute to the Ark, to support them. And it just, you leave with the smiles.
Oh,
it's awesome.
You're so lit up afterwards. It's so much fun. Plus the band plays and everybody dances. It's afterwards and so much fun. So keep that in your calendar if you would. June 5th, which I had a little scare because my wife said Ellie's dance recital is June 4th. I thought, I'm like, oh, wait, is that the Dancing with the Stars? No, it's June 5th. Okay.
She could bring the dance recital to Dancing with the Ark. Little Ellie dancing. Oh, my God. Maybe she's like the halftime show.
Maybe while the judges tabulate their scores.
Yeah.
The buzz.
Tomorrow, Jerk or Justified. Grandpa's on trial for digging in first. Do old people just get a pass? Or, I mean, come on. He elbowed kids out of the way to go first. I don't know. We'll talk about that. Jerk or Justified. And 56% of pet owners say they'd trade this for their pet's happiness. What are pet owners willing to give up for their pet? It's insanity. I don't know if I buy into this.
All right, I can't wait to hear what that is. 56%.
It's more than half of us are willing to give this up to make our pets happy.
Okay, hold on. All right, it's all tomorrow here on the 98.9 The Buzz. Hold on.
Here at 98.9 The Buzz, we've got a daily experience that'll rock your world. Commercial-free 98. Say goodbye to commercials and hello to 98 minutes of commercial-free music. Every weekday morning starting at 9, we're kicking the commercials to the curb. So it's just you and the music. We've got the perfect soundtrack that keeps you rocking. 98 minutes of commercial-free music every weekday morning starting at 9. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.